This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Psalm 119, we've seen the nature of God's Word, why we should turn to it as a map and mandate for life. We also found some powerful reasons why God gave us His Word, the most important one being that it points us to His salvation. Now let's consider what the psalmist said about the demands involved in experientially knowing God's Word. Beginning with verse 10, he says that he sought the Lord with all his heart. He hid God's word in his heart. That is, he memorized it. I say this because in verse 13 he says, "With my lips I recount all the laws." Verbalizing something enables you to better remember it. Then he says he meditates on God's precepts. In verse 16, he says he would not neglect God's word. I presume this means he would make time to read and reflect on God's word regularly. Over and over again, he asks God to teach him and give him understanding. He identifies himself with others who are committed to God's word, according to verse 63. In verse 62, he talks about rising at midnight to give God thanks for his word. And in verses 147 and 48, he says, "I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises." This discipline of studying and meditating on God's word will result in your delighting in it and having a heart desire to obey it and trust in it all the time. For all of this to happen in your life, it will require humility, honesty, diligence, and teachability.